Vance, disgraceful of media to attack Trump for pursuing peace in Ukraine. By Nick Gilbertson on August 20, 2025. Washington, Vice President J.D. Vance on Wednesday blasted the establishment media for disgraceful attacks on President Donald Trump for working to bring an end to the Russia-Ukraine war. Vance's comments came in response to a question from Breitbart News during a lunch at Shake Shack in Union Station with National Guardsmen and women, along with Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth and White House Deputy Chief of Staff Stephen Miller. The central focus of the event was the administration's successful crackdown on D.C. crime. Watch, Trump has done more to end Russia-Ukraine war in months than Biden did in years. What are your thoughts on the establishment media's criticisms of President Trump's push to end the Russia-Ukraine war? Breitbart News asked the vice president in the noisy eatery as pro-Palestinian protesters shouted from below. I think the president campaigned on being a president of peace. He's already ended six wars, he's trying to end another. I think it's kind of disgraceful that the American media is attacking the president for trying to bring peace to the world. But most importantly, the president is trying to bring peace to the streets of our own cities, Vance said. I really can't overemphasize this enough. It's the greatest country in the world. We've got moms and dads and young families, shouldn't they be able to enjoy public spaces without vagrants taking away basic public safety from the American citizenry? He added. The fact that it's taken so long to bring common decency and law and order back to Washington, D.C., is an indictment of a generation of failed leadership. And I hope these guys know how grateful we are that they're doing the job that so many failed to do. They're actually keeping the city safe. We're proud of you and we're grateful to you. Vance, Hegseth, and Miller had lunch with the members of the National Guard after the press was ushered out and taken back to the White House. Vance commended the soldiers for helping keep D.C. safe. We're gonna come and say thank you to the National Guard folks. To the cops for actually keeping this place safe. If you look at what's happened in Washington, D.C., in just the past 9 days, we've seen a 35% reduction in violent crime. We've seen over a 50% reduction in robberies. We're seeing really substantial effects because these guys are busting their ass, Vance said. Miller also torched the protesters outside the event, calling them crazy communists and stupid white hippies.